Time to catch up with some Monday motivation. Rick Mirabella from runners.com. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Very well indeed, thanks. We spoke to Lisa Renato a week or so back on the show from Lifeline in Central Victoria, and one of the things she was touching on was this push-up challenge in June to help raise awareness and funds for mental health. So push-ups, they always look as though they're too much like hard work for me, so I must admit.
It's we talk often about knowing your why, and lots of people do their very first fun run or very first long walk or whatever for a charity. And this isn't a charity per se, but it is an awareness raiser, and there's nothing more important than mental health. Lifeline and Headspace have combined to form the Push Up Challenge in June, and you can check them out on their links. But it's really powerful. They've set a target that you can do, but you can just do five a day. But it's just more about raising awareness, and if you're that way inclined, sharing it on socials and continuing to push for better awareness in this space, which as we said, is so bloody important. So you can form a team, Gold Central can do a team, and just try to get a target. You can set yourself a target, or they can set you a target. It's really cool. And then, obviously, you're doing consistency. So for the next, whatever left days, 23 days left in June, you're literally doing push-ups every single day. But it's not just about an arduous chore. It's for a greater good. So it's pretty powerful.
And it's about drawing attention to the subject rather than getting yourself fit, though it would help, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, people struggle to start, don't they, Steve? So this is often a good way, as we said before, for fun runs or walks or whatever, to get you motivated to do that. And this, like, if you get to June and you've done 10, July, and you've done 10 for the next 23 days, 10 push-ups a day, and you start to text your mates or share it with some mates, this is why I'm doing it, then they get involved, and you say, well, let's set ourselves a target of 100 each day combined, and these kind of things. All of a sudden, July 1, you're feeling a lot better as well.
Yeah.
And you're probably thinking, well, I could probably continue this on in some shape or form.
So tell me, one thing with push-ups, you know, you sort of see the version where people can sort of be, I guess, on their knees with their ankles crossed and doing them that way. Is there still benefit in doing them that way?
Of course, mate. Very good technical question from you, Rob.
You've got
all the good ones. Start on your knees. You can completely on your knees and push yourself up, and then you can the progression from that is to lower yourself down on your toes and then drop to your knees to push yourself up, and then obviously the progression from that is.
We're losing you a bit there, Rick. Just move to the left and stick your left leg in the air, please.
Mate, you got me there.
Yeah, now got you there. Now, see the thing for me with push-ups, the getting down business is fine.
The getting down is often an easy one. So, and then you can use your knees to push yourself up. You can start on a chair. There's lots of different ways to progress the movement, mate. You certainly don't. That's another thing that puts people off. You don't have to go straight to the toes. You can build yourself up over the next 6, 8, 10 weeks to your toes.
Sounds good. Yeah, we'll check them out. So Headspace, Lifeline, look at the details there. You can get involved. You can also get people to sponsor you, get a bit of money, and get a little fit. But as importantly, as we said, help mental health. So, and when it's all said and done, mate, that is the most important thing, as you say.
So important. And it'll help your mental health too by moving every day. So it's a really, really, really powerful challenge.
Yep, for sure. Hey, Rick, great to chat. Have a fantastic week and look forward to chatting again next week.
Thanks, great man.
All the best, Rick Mirabella.
It's a public holiday next week. I bet we probably won't be calling
you,
Rick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we won't, actually. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I forgot about that, the public holiday. You beauty. It is the wake-up call. Robbo and Steve Hiss. Rick, by the way, from runners.com.